get one last night?
I don't see it anywhere, no.
Saying that he was at the expo?
That one came at 11:30 this morning.
Oh. Wow.
That's the only one I got.
Where are you?
Okay, yes, I received another one. I received one yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Let's see what it says today. Good morning. Welcome to the Grit Healing Call. Please state your name and location.
Bob, Chico, California.
Hello, sir. Is it Bob?
Yes, sir.
Bob, I'm in Megalia, just a couple of miles away from you.
Where's Chico?
That's interesting.
Yes. Karen from Missouri.
Hello, Karen. Welcome to the call. How are you doing?
Just fine, thank you.
Thank you for being here. We have somebody has a speakerphone on. I have a muted line to avoid the echo. Now you're muted. You can unmute yourself by pressing star 6. So please do that after you remove the speakerphone. Good morning to the next caller. This is the Grit Healing Call. Please say your name and location. You're welcome to say your name and location, but you don't have to.
Oh, this is Aaron in Los Angeles.
Hi, Aaron. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Good morning and welcome to the Grit Healing Call. Please say your name and location. Welcome to the call, everybody. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Good morning, Mike.
Michael. Good morning to you.
Yes, thanks.
Good morning. Welcome to the call.
Good morning here.
All right. Morning to the call. Welcome to the call. And please say your name and location. If you want. Good morning. Welcome to the Grit Healing Call. Please say your name and location.
Noel.
Noel?
Good morning.
Good morning and welcome to the call.
Thank you.
And more people have joined in. If you want to do so, please say your name and location.
Sacramento.
I heard two people at the same time. I believe I heard Bill.
Yes, Bill from Nevada.
Hi, Bill from Nevada, and I heard a lady from Sacramento. What's your name?
Yes, Noel.
Noel, welcome to the call.
Thank you. Hi, Noel.
Hi, Noel.
This is Ray.
Morning.
Hello, Ray. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good.
Thanks for being here. Good morning. Welcome to the Grit Healing Call. Please say your name and location.
Hi there. Hi, it's Jan from Ontario.
Good morning, Jan. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. And I believe that I heard Lisa.
Yes, you did.
How are you, Lisa?
Dr. Neal,
I've been up since 5.
Thank you for being here. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Grit Healing Call. Please say your name and location.
Jim,
St. Louis.
And yeah.
Hello, Jim. Good morning. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Good morning. Welcome to the Grit Healing Call. Please say your name and location. Good morning. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Good morning. Hi, it's Jackie.
Hey, guys. Hi, Jackie. How are you doing?
Great. Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Good morning, Lynn.
This isn't Vin, but good morning. Welcome to the call.
Michael with Waterloo.
All right. Thanks for being here.
Okay.
Oh.
And more people have joined in. Welcome, everybody, and please say your name and location.
Bill from St. Louis.
Hi, Bill. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Aloha. Joan from Hawaii.
Good morning. Welcome to the call.
Larry, Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Larry's on.
Hey, how you doing, all right?
I'm great.
Hi, it's Chris.
Now, there's a plug.
Hi,
there.
Chris.
You could maybe sit on the floor.
Good morning, and welcome to the call. And we've had more people join in. Welcome, everybody, to the Grit Healing Call. If you want to do so, please say your name and location.
I'm not going to arrest you for moving the chair.
You may move the chair. It's fine.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Ben?
I'm supposed to be muted.
Supposed to be muted.
I'm being administrative.
Are we on BBS yet?
Are we on BBS? I hope so.
All right.
Win?
Yes, you're on BBS.
Yeah. Hey, Don.
This is one of those days, you know, if you get it, where we are at Conscious Life Expo in L.A., and I'm sitting in the lobby, and just on the day about these.
When I'm on the line.
Larry?
Yes. Yes, I'm here. Joanne's right now. She's listening, though.
Hi, Joanne.
Does she have any news for us?
What?
Hi, this is Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Welcome I'm Jim.
Hello. Thank you.
Joanne,
hi, this is Kathleen in Denver.
Hi, Kathleen. Welcome to the call.
Thank you. Hi.
Dwayne,
more
Seattle, people. Washington.
Good morning. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Welcome, everybody. This is the Grit Healing Call. If you want to do so, please say your name and location.
Hi, Heist. This is Jean from South Dakota.
Hi, Jean. Good morning. How are you doing?
Great, hi, how are you?
Great, thank you.
Meryl from Seattle.
Meryl from Seattle, welcome to the call. I also want to welcome all those people who have dialed in, actually, who are listening to BBS Radio. We are live on BBS Radio.
Live on BBS Radio.
All right, and as well on the phone, I guess. Good morning. Welcome to the Grit Healing Call. Please say your name and location.
This is Sue Churnland in Sisters, Oregon.
Hi. Good morning and welcome to the call.
Good morning. Thank you.
All right.
Hey, hi. This is Katie in Atlanta. Good morning.
Hi, Katie.
Afternoon.
How are you doing?
Thanks.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks, guys.
This is Anna in Seattle.
Hi, Anna. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Just fantastic. Thank you all for being here. Good morning. Welcome to the Grit Healing Call. Please share your name and location.
Sam in Houston.
Hi, Sam. Good morning. How are you doing?
Great. Yourself?
Great as well. Thank you. Thank you all very much for being here. We have Wynn in the lobby at the Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. And we have a limited time span. When you're gonna have? Can you hear us, Wynn?
No.
You need to be good. You need to be back out on the floor at 11, correct?
Right.
So you want to hit it off? Are you ready?
Mama.
On.
Good
this
morning,
is
and welcome
also.
To the call. Hi, Terry.
Hi.
How are you doing, babe?
I'm doing good. I'm also in the lobby of the hotel.
All right.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi,
Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, everybody.
We love you, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Oh, you guys are
yes.
wonderful.
We do love you.
We love you, Terry.
Ooh, wow.
A good boy.
Please say, I do, when you love Terry.
I do.
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 Now, also, let's send some love to Joanne, to Wynn's sister. Joanne is with us. I love you, Joanne. Who else does?
I love you, Joanne.
Love you, Joanne.
Yeah.
I want to welcome those people who just joined in. This is the Grit Healing Call. Please say your name and location.
You found from Florida.
Good morning.
Jan
welcome
in
to the
Lafayette,
call.
Texas.
Hi, good morning. Welcome to the call.
Joe, L.A.
Hi, Joe. Welcome to the call.
Hi, it's Jim, Tina, Sedona. Asheville.
Hi, Tina.
Jim, Sedona, Arizona.
Hi, Jim. How are you doing?
Very well, better, thank you.
All right. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Good morning and welcome to the Grit Healing Call. Please say your name and location. I am going to take some noise away from the line by muting a few people. All right. It's Sunday morning, 10:10 California time. Welcome to everybody. We will have most likely a fairly short call today.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
Yes, Wynn. Yes, I can hear you.
Am I loud and clear?
You are, yes, you are.
All right. All right. So, let's get started.
Shall I mute the lines, Wynn? Because background noise.
Yeah, go ahead and mute it.
Okay. Okay, Wynn.
Guys, is anyone here for the first time?
I believe so, yes.
There always is, usually. Okay, first of all, let me... Maybe I should record this.
Shall I
just
press the on?
Don't... Yeah, unmute for a moment, okay?
Okay. Unmute it.
Okay. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Anyone here for the first time? Yes.
Yes.
I am.
Yes.
Okay. Well, let me tell you, maybe I should start the recording when I do this. Hang on. This is like going to be a really unusual call. And it's like none other we've done before, at least for our Sunday calls. So I hope we hold the energy. Okay. Because, this call is not about entertainment. It's about energy and connection. And those people who have been on the call many times know what I'm talking about. That what we're actually doing is creating a group energy on this call. We're not doing it quite yet, because I'm still somewhat distracted. And what they did is we have a booth at the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles, and they booked me to do my lecture at 11 a.m., which is in the middle of this call. So what we're going to do is, and I think just a moment, what we're going to do is move this call into the lecture room and continue it on the call. If that makes sense, which we'll have to see how the energy flows when we do that, okay? That's just a moment, okay? What I'm doing is we're sitting in the lobby, the upstairs lobby of the mezzanine. For those of you who are not familiar, the Conscious Life Expo is one...
I'm losing you, Wynn. Wynn, I can't hear you. Terry, are you still here? Oh, Wynn dropped out.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. I'm trying to use Skype in the hotel lobby. Skype is usually better, but I guess it's not in this particular case. So, why don't we start the recording?
Okay, I have the dings off, the lines are muted. Now, you're not so clear on this line, Wynn. Can you go back to your phone or not?
Well, this is my phone.
Okay. Okay,
usually,
this is better now.
Usually Skype is clearer, okay?
Okay.
So.
Okay, I'm going to start the recorder, all right?
Start the recorder.
This conference is being recorded.
Okay. So, there's strange noises here. I might have to move where I'm sitting. Can you hear the noises in the background, guys?
Initially, yes.
Yes, you hear like flutes and...
Right now it's good. We're fine.
Okay, there is flutes and music here in the background. And I apologize that we're doing this particular call in such a cacophonic way. And maybe I'll be able to move to a different location and get it a little quieter.
There's a room where we can go and close the door and you can plug in.
Where's that?
It's this way. It's still a little bit of noise. But it's the computer room and it's very close to where you are.
Did somebody say we could use it?
Well, the computer room was for, I guess there's a printer and computers in here.
Oh,
nobody's in here.
It's for the public, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me try walking over. So this is the Conscious Life Expo. There's a couple hundred booths here. We have a booth. I'm a lecturer, and normally if we do something like this, I don't lecture at the same time I'm doing a radio. But I made a boo-boo, and they scheduled me this way. So I heard that. I'm going to try to find that quieter room. See how we do. And just a moment. So, if you're on for the first time, please forgive it. Terry, let's go. Come on, Terry, where's the room? We are on the air. We are recording. And, wait. Here we are in the computer room. There's some background noise, but hopefully we'll be okay. Maybe nobody will come and use the room while we're here. All right.
Vin, once you're settled, do you want to restart the recording?
Yeah, why don't you restart the recording? Good idea. Thank you.
Your conference recording has stopped.
Okay, tell me when you're ready.
Go ahead, just do it right now.
All right.
This conference is being recorded.
This is Win Free. This is our Sunday morning grid healing. We are in Los Angeles, Terry and Win in Los Angeles, and we are at the Conscious Life Expo. And this is the first time we've ever done a grid healing where we are going to do a lecture, which is not really going to be, I don't know what it's going to be, but in the middle of the grid healing. There's a number of people that are coming to see me, I think at 11 o'clock, and we're just going to move this call. Probably Terry will address the group, tell them what's going on, and then I'll go up and we'll continue this right in front of everybody. That's the idea. We've never done it before, so wish us luck. Wish us all luck. And the thing about this call is that it has to do with group energy and holding the space. And people on this call can feel the energies, usually. And sometimes it's incredible energies come in on this call. So we have this theory. It's not a theory. We're talking to some intelligence and channeling. They say that they're the Elohim, And they say they created the physical universe, and they come in on the calls. And early on, when I was doing lectures, when I first started doing lectures, there was this incredible, this was in 2004, there was this incredible energy in the room every time I did a lecture. And people could feel it. They would walk out and they'd say they saw auras, they saw light. And so we did a channeling and I said, could you explain that energy? And they said, essentially, that was them. And they were helping. And I didn't quite believe it, but I didn't disbelieve it. Like this whole episode, there's an aspect to it which is somewhat phenomenal. Like, is this really happening? Am I in a movie? And I just said, well, they can come in. They can actually project energy from where they are into this realm. That's what seemed to be happening. So I said, if I do this on a conference line, could you do this on a conference call? Could people feel that energy on a call? They said that they could. And so this has been a number of years that we've been experimenting with this. And it seems like it actually works, okay? And that we're on this call. Hi, is that you making noise in the background?
No, not a line. I'll mute it.
Okay. So what's going to happen is we have a couple of things happening. One of the things is we start off by putting things in the light. These are a piece of intentions we're going to create, already created. Some of them for personal healing, and some of them for healing. Today we're going to be maybe not. Format that we use every week. I'm going to have to be flexible on the format because of the nature of this. At 10 o'clock, we're doing a talk in a lecture room. So we are going to move this right into the room where we're doing the talk.
And, 11.
11 o'clock. Yes, excuse me. Thank you. 11. 11 Pacific time. And we're going to have a bunch of strangers in the room, and I'm going to have to try to bring them into the energy. And we're all going to see what happens. So right now, I'm going to just, we have a number of people that have put things in the light, and I don't have access to my form. So all of those of you who have things to put in the light, we're going to start out, we're going to do this three times during this call now, where you put them in the light quietly. Think it. In other words, what does it mean to put something in the light? It means we're going to be creating a group energy. We're already starting. And in that group energy, there's a group intention. And there's a lot of power in group intentions. And so when we put something into the light, putting it into that group intention, and in that group intention, in that group, we have all of us here who are present, and we have all of them in those sources on the other side that are present. And this is one of those things you don't have to believe they're here. You just have to keep showing up and seeing if you can feel the energy. Many, many, many people do. And the energy, it's kind of subtle. It just looks like an expanded part of yourself, feeling more like you, but feeling more together. You have to ask when you start feeling that, where is it coming from? Because it's not coming from me. I'm just here showing up and talking. And it's been my experience that when I do that, they show up as well. So, right now, I want to put planetary things in the light myself. And I want to put the Middle East in the light. I'd like to put Iran in the light. Peace in Iran. I'd like to put all those people whose lives have been hurt by wars in the Middle East. I'd like to put healthy food to eat. And however that comes out, and I believe it means somehow or another overcoming GMOs and not allowing that to leak through as it's trying, which our indications are GMOs are not healthy. And I'd like to put everyone on this line right now is going through some kind of healing crisis or some kind of situation that they see themselves not well in any way, shape, or form. And I'd like you to see yourself well. Lock it up. I'd like you to see yourself emotionally stable. I'd like you to see yourself worthy and deserving. And I'd like you to see the things flowing into your life that you need right now, whether it's companionship, whether it's money, whether it's a partner, whether it's healing. And what we're going to move into right now is this guided visualization that we do every Sunday that many, many people send me emails about and say, strongest part of the call. And in this meditation, I want you to move your consciousness with me. Just follow my voice if that feels comfortable to you. And if you're new and if it doesn't feel comfortable and you're still kind of checking this out, just listen in your mind and don't track the energy until it feels comfortable. And this is where there's this idea that the entire universe is one energy, i.e. the Earth, the Sun, solar system, you, me, stars, all built of the same energy. And we here on planet Earth have separated ourselves from that connection, most of us. So in this meditation, in this visualization, we want to reconnect back with that energy. So take a moment and imagine the Earth. The Earth is one energy, and it's an energy coming through the center of the Earth, through the Earth, through your floor, through the ground underneath you. It's coming in to your feet. See if you can feel a little tingling in your feet. And if you do, it means you've contacted the Earth. And right now, tell the Earth you love her. Send some gratitude for being able to live on this planet for so many lifetimes. And ask forgiveness for the way that man has disregarded the Earth and caused her pain. Now And let's move that energy up from our feet. We have the energy through the center of the earth, through your floor, through your feet, coming up your feet, through your legs. And through your abdomen. Through your chest, through your neck, through your head, and up to the top of your head. Can you feel that finger of energy through the floor, through your whole body, to the top of your head? Now we're going to pop the energy through the top of our head. And we're going to imagine it's 1 foot above us. Now we'll move the energy to the ceiling. And we'll move the energy through the ceiling. And you know, you're not leaving your body. You're always in the center of your body. And you now extend it from the floor through the earth to the earth and up to the ceiling. And now through the ceiling, now we're gonna go through the roof. And if there's any neighbors or rooms above you, just pop through them. And we're going to go from the roof to the sky. And someplace we hit this veil where most people on the earth are stuck. They can't get through it. And they live in a paradigm under the veil. We're going to pop through the veil. And we're going to go up, 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 and away through the solar system. Our energy field is spreading through the universe, through the local galaxy. Finally, we're going to get to a place where we touch each other. It's a point of origination that all of us come from. We're going to move to that point of origination and feel the connection. You could call it braiding of energies or blending of energies or experiencing the oneness. But if you say oneness, remember, you're always an individual at the same time. You're not losing your individuality while you do this. So while we're touching each other, let's kind of say to each other, we love each other, all of us on this line. We're creating this to be possible, each of us for the other. We need each other to create this kind of energy. I guarantee you, I am not creating it. I'm just showing up. to all the people on the replays, and all the people on the internet, right now. And feel the space of oneness. And you know, we are always one. This is a temporary separation, so we can individuate. And our individuation always changes. But the connection to this oneness doesn't. And you know what? We have these two group souls that we talk to, the Ra group and the Elohim group. And we can invite them into our space. They're in this other dimension where this works. And we do invite them. And they can share space in our conglomerate. So now we're going to take the energy and move it back down. We're going to move it back down through the universe, through the solar system, through the energy fields of the earth, through the sky, through the top of our roof, and through the top of our head. We're going to move that energy from the top of our head through our body. And when we went up, when we left, we were alone. Now we come back down. Friends. Loads of friends connected with us. All of us on this line. All of us, all of the Elohim and Ra groups say they're there. And we can move this energy through our body. And most of us have what we could say stuck places in our bodies. Stuck places because of all the lifetimes we've experienced where we were not in our center, and it created deviations in our aura. So we are going to bring this energy and look for those deviations. What do the deviations in your aura feel like? It feels like being unbalanced. It feels like sick. It feels like depressed. It feels like incredible sadness and hurt. See if you can start finding those places in your system. And bring this light that's coming in from the top of your head and surround those areas so they can let go. Be willing to let them go. Now, of course, you can do this exercise anytime. You can go listen to the replay of this. You can download it. If you're working with serious issues, then I would recommend listening to this part of this at least once a day. And we go down and we're going to go to our heart. It's one of the areas where everybody has stuff stuck in their heart. And we're going to do an exercise in forgiveness and in letting go. Who's in your heart area that has done you in, has hurt you, has abandoned you? You know, sometimes we think that if we're staying mad at them, we're hurting them. And the fact of the matter is, in this area, time, when we're going through shift, and they say your heart has to be open slightly more than half. Every one of those resentments that you're holding in your heart is keeping you your points down. So let's get our points up and let it go. Who do you want to forgive right now? Your parents, your first wife, your second wife, your first husband. The person that borrowed a bunch of money and never paid you back. The person that stayed in your house and stole a bunch of things. Your partner that stole, took all the money out of the account. Okay, they're all bastards, but forgive them. It's done. You don't have to know them again. They don't have to be your friend. You have to let it go. Right now, let it go so that you open up space in your heart for the next thing, for love to come in. You know, if you keep all those things in your heart, it's part of what makes you sick. And thinking about being sick, I want you to see this love energy come into your space and start working on yourselves at a very deep level. Where is it you would like yourselves to free up? Where is it that your cells are contracted? Things are not flowing. Your plaque, see the plaque dissolving. We're going to go down and move from our heart to our solar plexus. If you're not familiar with the word chakra, you might look it up. It's an Indian word that relates to energy centers in your body. And you have, theoretically, according to the Indian terminology, seven energy centers. And it goes from the top of your head, which is called your crown chakra, which is sometimes indicated as the gateway to intelligent infinity, which is the name of our website. And then you have your third eye, which is in the middle of your forehead, which has to do with psychic perceptions. And then you have your mouth and your neck, which has to do with communication. And then you have your chest, which is your heart. And you have your solar plexus, which is your power chakra. It's like power is not dead. Sometimes we need power, and it starts in solar plexus. Then we go from the solar plexus. Well, let me just stay for the solar plexus. Sometimes many people have trouble stepping into their power. And so let's bring some energy to the solar plexus. And oftentimes, I mentioned, see that energy projecting around you. See yourself having boundaries. And take exercises in standing up for yourself, even when you're very much afraid to do so. Do it anyway. Sometimes there's something you should be communicating, or you want to communicate, or you're supposed to communicate, and you don't communicate it. Well, that's part of the solar plexus, having the courage to communicate. So do it. Communicate. And then we go down to the second chakra, which is the sexual chakra, or the creative chakra. Did you know creativity and sexuality come from the same area of the body? And sexuality, of course, is desire, innate desire to create offspring. And it's, although probably most guys are not thinking about that when they're doing it, it is an area where people have a lot of judgments against themselves, a lot of, how would I say it, guilt and shame, potentially. Like, you're supposed to do it this way, you're not supposed to do it that way, what's the right way to do it? You're supposed to do it with the members of the opposite sex, I'm not supposed to do it by myself, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then they start to hold the energy down in that area. And they start to cut the energy off. And since that is like a foundational chakra, if you cut it off, cuts it off through your whole body. So everyone has to figure this out. Everyone's unique. Everyone has their own particular, how would we say it, their own particular nature. And you have to learn your nature. Sometimes you have to experiment. Just don't hurt people. Don't let people hurt you. And we go from there down through our base of our spine, our root chakra, down through our legs, back to the center of the earth again. So let's see ourselves, what we've done. We have this body, this flesh and blood body, which we know is temporary. Well, at least they tell us that. And I believe it. It's not, it is temporary. Whether you believe it or not, you're all going to die sooner or later. And we have this huge energy that goes from the center of the universe, so we think, through the entire universe to our roof, to the top of our head, hitting our body, goes through our body, and into the earth. Now, we're not usually tapped into the energy, but we just did it. What if the energy was who we really are? And the body, when it disappears, the energy stays. So let's move into the energy again. Feel that energy. Feel your body in the center of the energy. Now we're going to take another moment of putting things into the light. And that means putting your requests for the highest good of all concerned and honoring free will. Push your requests, whether it's for healing, whether it's for abundance, whether it's for even survival, just put it out there. Whether it's sending your love to someone else for their healing, we're going to be silent for a couple of minutes and put that out. All right, we have like 10 minutes, and then we're going to go in our room and address a group of people here at this expo. What I would like to do, let me ask Terry. Terry, here's what I was thinking of doing. You can say no. I was thinking, let's give a short message for the people on the line. And then when we get the people in the expo room, we'll do another message introducing them. I'll talk a little bit, then bring it in. What do you think of that?
To have two channelings? Or just have a short message and then go in the room and have another longer one eventually?
Yeah, like two, well, you know, a short one, 10:49, and a longer one, you know, as long as you want in the room. And then I'll do my planetary session. Well, after you do the channeling, then I'll talk to the room. I'll give a little introduction. And we're playing it by ear here. And I'm going to wear the cell phone. I'll wear the cell phone. And I'll give a little talk, and then I'll do a planetary session. Or I might give a little talk and then do the channeling when we come into the room to help bring the energies together.
Okay.
Okay? So...
And Vin, may I throw in there, if you can use Terry's phone, that's a lot clearer.
Terry's phone is a lot clearer than mine.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I'll see what I can do. Okay? I was going to use Skype, but that wasn't working very well. It wasn't very consistent. So, but I'm not going to, like, disappear. I'm just going to stay on the line. I'm going to be holding the space from here right into the room. Okay? So, Aaron, if you're downstairs, we have Aaron Kraft sitting at our booth. If you're downstairs and you're coming up, could you please bring the picture of Terry? Okay? The one, you know which one. The big one. I might, since she's not going to talk, we might show it, okay? And we're in Century D, is that right?
Century D.
Century D. Anyone that's listening at the expo, we're going to be in Century D. And I hope there's people that are in our group that are here to help hold this energy for the expo, to bring the space in for the entire expo. I would say that a really high percentage of people at this expo are light workers or wanderers or interdimensional beings. So let me call in the light. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry, myself, everyone on the line, everyone listening to the replays, and any negativity be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And I'm going to turn it over to Terry Brown, who is going to bring a message through from those intelligences that have been communicating with us for the past years.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. This is the 7th of October, 2012. And we thank each and every one of you for being here and for putting your energy behind a safe planet, a safe future, a safe area for your family to grow and to prosper and to expand. And we see that each one of you who puts your energy towards this is making a network of energy, in a sense, woven fabric of energy, which can then support and can act as a foundation for the building of a life of prosperity and growth and joy for both you and for your family and for your children and your children's children. We see the stronger each of us holds to that vision, then that fabric becomes a part of the consensus reality, and it is something that can be built on and can support you and your future generations. Each and every one of you, we thank you for the opportunity to be in your presence. And for those that wish it, we can make contact. Our vibrations are extremely high, and so you may not sense it at first. We are there. We are love. The color pink is our color, and we take a moment and we offer this moment for the bonding of our energies with your energies to help secure a safe future for you and your families. And the life, the transition, then your current life will support you in your transition and bring you to a higher level, a higher realm. And we are from home, and we are here to support you in love. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's 10:56, and what I'm going to do is I want you all, first of all, to hold that space silently. Just go into your hearts and hold the space for the next 3 or 4 minutes. And we're going to move from where we are, just so you know, we're in the little office section of the Hilson. That's where people have computers, printing machines. We're going to move from here into the room where I'm lecturing. And I'm going to sit down in the room. I'm going to be quiet and hold the space as people come in. And then we're going to continue this session live in front of those people at the Hilton in this expo. So on that note, don't go away. Terry will be back. We'll have more session later in front of this live audience. And right now, we're just going to go into our hearts and hold the space. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yes, Don, we are. Okay. They are moving there in Los Angeles. They're moving to another room. So
okay, I'll let you know.
Thank you, Don. And while I'm on it, I'm going to ask you all to see a big blanket of love wrapping around our entire planet. Radiating this love light to our planet and to anything and everything that's on it. See the whales and the dolphins surrounded by love light. See the work that Wynn, Terry, and Daphne are doing surrounded by love light. See ourselves surrounded by love light. See our food and water surrounded by love light. See all our pets, our forest, all surrounded by love light. See the communications that we have with our sources on the left side of the veil, surrounded by left light.
You talk to me now. You'll understand in a moment. Hello? We are now in... Can you hear me, Terry?
I hear you, Wynn.
Okay. Good. We are now in Century D at the airport. And good morning, everybody. Now, we're doing a very unusual experiment this morning. And I'll tell you what it is. First of all, have any of you ever heard of me? No. Okay. Anyone heard of David Wilcock? Are any of you fundamentalist Christians? Couple? Are you really? Okay. You're fundamentalist New Agers. Well, right now, we are on, every Sunday morning, I do what's called degree healing. And we have hundreds of people all over the world listening, following this. And I was not supposed to get booked to do a show in the middle of my grid healing. But I did, because we're doing this show, and I'm wearing this headset because I have people all over the world listening to me while I'm talking to you guys. So maybe to start off, let's see if this will work, okay? Just so you know, it's real. You know, you never know. This is LA.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, from Africa.
Everybody's muted. And now you guys say hello back.
Hello.
There we go. So, see, let me get back to my phone here. Now,
so, let me tell you a little about why I do this every Sunday and why these hundreds of people show up, okay? And how many of you know who Edgar Cayce is? Everybody. How many know, do people know that I wrote the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce? Yeah, I wrote the book. Jerry, hand me the book. I'll just wave it for a moment. We do have them at our booth. Now, is it in there? Did I put it inside? Uh-oh, maybe I left it at the table. Okay, here we go. Now, this book is actually a bestseller in a niche market ever since it came out. It stayed in one or more of Amazon's best 100 books. It's been translated into four languages. And the most important part of this is, how many of you actually read Edgar Cayce? You have. Okay. The most important part of this is that, not that this guy is Edgar Cayce, even though it's a credible thing. Terry, do you have that picture thing I brought with the picture of David and Cayce? Oh, yeah. Just take a look, you know. All right. That's not what's important, except that it got you into the room. That makes it very important, okay, some of you. But what's really important is the source that spoke through Edgar Cayce is now giving their current message about who they are and what's happening on our planet and how to connect with them. And that is really important, because there's a lot of people running around like chickens without their heads and saying this is happening and that's happening. And I happen to think that I have it right, and it's different from what other people say. And you'll understand, it's not because I'm egotistical or that I'm smart, but I had one of the most incredible personal experiences of anyone you've ever heard of or met. And I didn't want those personal experiences. They were thrust upon me. They just occurred, and I had to figure out what to do with them. And if I'm right, if all this is correct, then the fact that you're here now is one of the most important, significant possibilities for your own evolutionary path beyond anything you dreamed of, okay? And just to try to give, let me say that this evening I'm going to do another talk from 6 to 7, and then I'm doing a workshop. So listen carefully and see if this resonates, and see if this might be right or not for you. Because how many of you know who Edgar Cayce was talking to, or who he thought he was talking to? Anyone know? The Akashic Record, through the Christ consciousness. He thought he was talking to the Christ, okay? Well, through the new guy, this guy, the guy I wrote the book about, and usually tonight at 6 o'clock I'm going to explain to you, if anyone comes at 6 and they're not convinced that David Wilcock was Edgar Cayce, we're going to give you $5, okay? Okay? That's how confident I am that I'm going to convince you, all right? And it's a free talk, all right? It's going to be San Lorenzo room. I don't know. You're going to have to ask. San Lorenzo room. What what room, Terry? D? San Lorenzo room. Is this D? I think it's San Lorenzo room D, okay? So remember, put my feet to the fire. Terry, let's bring a bunch of $5 bills just in case they run a conspiracy, okay? Because I've done this before. No one ever asks for money. I'm going to prove it to you. I'm not going to do it in this talk because I don't have time, and I got hundreds of people on the phone waiting for me to continue our grid healing. And so they're running with me saying, what's he going to do next? But what I've learned from Edgar Cayce writing this book is a way of manner in which the universe works, which in all my studies of metaphysics, I had never been exposed to before. And it has to do with the fact that, yes, we do reincarnate, and we keep reincarnating, and eventually we get off the wheel of reincarnation, the Buddha said. What happens? Does anyone know what happens to you when you get off the wheel of reincarnation? No, I'm sure no one knows for sure. Huh? Where do you go? Where the hell? Well, let me just tell you stuff I've learned. Okay, here's what David Wilcox source says about that. You go through all kinds of different. Hello there. Can you find a good seat for you? Where are you guys from? You're from Mars. Wait a second. If you're from Mars, is your wife from Venus? I'm just saying. All right. So, now listen carefully. Here is a new way of understanding something that probably no one here ever heard before. And if I'm right, it's going to be the most important thing you ever heard in your life. How's that for either arrogance or confidence? Right, okay. What happens is you graduate this realm, you get off the wheel of reincarnation, and at some point there's a group soul made up of all the graduates, a huge conglomerate group of millions and billions of graduates. And they act as a team to help us poor suckers still stuck here graduate, okay? They're a helper and guide for planets at lower levels of evolution. And don't say anything, because everything you ever heard, I don't want to get into because it may not be right. We'll go tonight, you know. They're not ascended masters. In fact, you know, they're a group. Ascended masters are way lower level than this, okay? They don't demand any hierarchy, any recognition. They don't care. They come in and they help. They're stealth, except sometimes they're not stealth. And how do they communicate with our realm? How do they do it? Well, they one of the ways is they whisper into people's ears and they say, we got a message for you. And that's who was talking through Edgar Cayce, this group soul, okay? And that's who was talking through David Wilcock. Now, I don't know if they still are, but they were when I was writing the book. And I didn't know they were the... I didn't know I could believe this when I first read it. Because one of the things that was coming up is that Jesus was a member of this group soul who decided to take a series of incarnations in this realm, culminating in his Jesus lifetime, and it was this group soul who was talking to them, talking to Jesus, and probably was the one that he thought of as Father. And in the Wilcock book, in this book, they say, we came to you in Christianity, but we don't often talk in those terms anymore because of the way religion screwed it up, okay? That makes this big. You realize how big this is? How many, and this is my, you know, I used to sell things at fairs, you can tell, right? How many of you are going to buy this book after this talk, because this is the, if I have it right, this is the same source that Jesus called Father, giving the current message in this book. It's not New Age. It's like nothing you've ever read. It's the wisdom that comes through. And I'm going to tell you something else. I'm going to tell you another reason why you need to buy this book. Or you don't need to. We'll send it. If somebody is compelled, we'll send it to you one way or another. And that is, this group soul has explained that there's at least 70 million of them that have chosen to come back into bodies. Not just Jesus, 70 million of them to help this planet in the shift. And once they get here, they get lost again. And they don't know they're from this group soul until they start reading them. And this little voice goes on inside that says, home. That's who's talking in this book. And you should hear the testimonials we get from people that have read it, okay? How many of you ever heard of Sandra Ray, okay? Sandra Ray, she's a famous spiritual teacher. She said, I'm just stunned by your book. When I got to page 26, I had to close it for a minute and pray like mad I could be proper service to this. I mean, you realize how big this is if what I said is true? Do you realize that? I mean, no one has ever, I never heard any, I mean, there's people that say, hi, we're going to bring a message in from Jesus, da, 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 and it's all loving, and maybe it is. But no one has come up with a story that says, Edgar Casey's back in the world, $5 to you if I can't prove it to you later, and the same source that spoke through Jesus is who's in this book. I didn't believe it at first. You know, I knew the guy was Casey. Then I had something happen to me that put me over the edge. Let me tell you what happened. That is, I was busy writing this book, and I stopped everything in my life. I was a singer-songwriter. I had different things. I had different ambitions, and I said, this might be true. This is going to be the most important thing I ever did in my life, okay? And so I stopped everything. I moved into my RV, and I started writing the book at Starbucks and Denny's. And then somewhere in 2002, two years into writing the book, I had a new personal relationship. And we were taking a drive from Los Angeles to Portland, Oregon. And it was pouring rain, and I said, let's do a prayer of protection for safe driving. And we did. And at the end of the prayer, I said, does anybody want to talk to me? Like a joke. This woman answered and said, we're here. What are your questions? Now, remember, I'm in the middle of writing this book, and I start asking questions, and she's answering, and I think she's joking. A couple of days later, we were in Portland, Oregon, and I ask her if she wants to do it again, and she does, and I take a tape recorder out, and I said, does anybody want to talk to me? And again, there's an answer. And I said, how come my friend can do this? And they said, your friend was from another dimension. She came here to bring these messages in, and this is really important. And I said, how do I know she's not crazy? Can you guys predict a newspaper headline? And they said, watch for this headline in 2 weeks. And 2 weeks later, there was the headline. But they really got my attention now, okay? So for the next 6 months, she would keep telling me, those guys want to talk to you again. And I am now taking a tape recorder out and asking them questions. Have a seat. You're welcome. Just, you know, there's a seat right there, I think. So what am I asking about? I'm asking about the book I'm writing. I'm saying, did it really happen this way? Are these guys really who they say they are? She doesn't know the answers. And she is right to the micro detail telling me the same story that's coming through this group soul. And then I had a situation where I got a call from my brother-in-law. He's on the line. He's listening to me now. My brother-in-law, Larry, said, Joanne's going in the hospital. They don't think she's going to make it. And I did a channeling, and I said, can you help my sister? And they said they could. So my sister survives this operation, this critical operation, and I think it's coincidence. I can't believe, because I'm talking to this voice, that she's alive. Well, a few weeks later, I get another call from my brother-in-law, Larry, and let me see. Hi, why don't you unmute Larry? Well, let him say hello to everybody, okay? Hello, Larry. Let's see. Let's see if this mic is on. Is this mic on here? Hey, it's on. No, let me bring it up here. And then... Testing. Larry, are you there? Star 6, Larry. Hello?
Star 6? I'm calling you from...
Okay.
You're from Florida. Here's
Larry. Talk.
Well, how much time? How much time do I have?
You have 30 seconds. why don't you tell everybody what happened the second time you called me? Okay. You said something really strange happened. Okay.
Yeah. I went to her rheumatologist. Joanne had been diagnosed with FLE. It's a type of lupus, and she'd had it for quite a long time. And the rheumatologist came back with the test for her and said, you know something, her ANA, which is the way they test them, came out negative, just zero. And he said that the nurse said to me, that's so strange, it never happens like that, you know. That means that she doesn't have the lupus, you know. And then we had tested it another time. It came out zero again.
Larry, I'm going to go back to something. Excuse me for cutting you off, but it's my message here. I've got to keep a fast pace. Get everything
okay.
Down. Thank you.
Am I still on?
Yes, you are. I think Wynn dropped out.
Wynn took out. So what happened to Wynn? Do you want me to continue the story?
Well, let's go ahead because Wynn dropped out until Wynn comes back.
Okay, we're back.
Go ahead.
Okay, we're back. I hope you guys can hear me. It should be better
yes,
than now,
loud
right?
Loud and clear. Loud and clear.
Okay, thank you. Well, in any case, I now had a miracle, and the woman that was doing this was freaking out, and she left me. To make a long story short, a few weeks later, I had a broken heart. I called up my old girlfriend. She came, and you know, somebody out there is thinking, why is he talking about girlfriends? Why is he, you know, this is a spiritual thing. Because this is how the story happened. Remember I said I didn't look for this? You got to hear how this happens. And if you don't, you won't believe it. Because I called her up. She came over, woke me up in the middle of the night. She said, get the tape recorder out. This was another person, and they started talking to me through her, at least they said they were. And they continued this for a couple of months. And I'm still asking questions about the book I'm writing. I mean, you know, it's an incredible thing to think there's this group soul that Jesus is a member of and that you guys are members of, many of you. And I have this voice corroborating every little detail of everything. It's all recorded. Finally, I'll tell you who they said they were. They said they were the Council of Elohim. Did you ever hear the word Elohim? And so, no, I don't believe it.
And she's, I'm having enough trouble believing everything else. I look up the word Elohim. It says the name for God in the Old Testament. The name that Mormons use for God. Anybody a Mormon out there? No? Pardon me? And the creators of the physical universe. So I asked them, are you the same Elohim? And they say they're part of the same. And I said, why are you talking to me? And they said, you're like a cosmic midwife. You know how to bring these things out into the world, and you don't have ego about it. Well, that was in 2002. And I had no idea how to do this. I said, what was this? Stand on the corner and say, hey, I'm talking to the Elohim. Jews repent or whatever. I didn't know what to do. Well, but I also, my book was not released yet. And I was scared to talk about it because I said, I'll never get my book published. And so I didn't, not until about 2004 when I did my first workshop and on the book, my first talk on the book. And when I gave that talk, there was an energy in the room. And I could see the energy. Can you guys feel energy right now? Feel it coming in, some of you? Well, a lot of people filed out of the room and bought books, and they said, I could see auras in the room. I never saw auras before. And I did a second talk, and same thing happened. Well, I went and we did a channeling session, and I said, can you explain that energy in the room? And they said, that was us. We were helping you. And that was us. We were helping you. Hard to believe. Well, I kept doing it. Every time there was energy, you notice how the energy feels light and loving and lifted, and it doesn't feel like something separate from yourself. It's like an expansion of yourself. And then I asked them, if we do a conference call, could you do that on a conference call? And they said they could. That's why I got hundreds of people on the call right now, because they're coming in every Sunday, and miracles are happening when we do this. How do miracles happen? It's when a group of people make a combined intention. Let me just say the Elohim is a group soul. They're a group soul like the other group soul. But the difference is, by and large, they haven't come into this realm. They didn't have bodies. They stayed at the center of the universe, and they were creating the universe. And so they say, well, at a certain point, I said, maybe they are who they say they are. I'm going to ask them the questions everybody wants to know. And I asked them, how did you create the universe? How does prayer work? How does this? And they answered me. And the person that was doing those sessions was Terry, my personal relationship number two, okay? Now, at one point, I asked them, was Terry ever anybody famous? How many of you have seen you saw the pictures of David Wilcock and Edgar Cayce, right? Did you bring up that thing I asked you? The one with Terry, the picture with Terry? Well, who's going to take pictures? They're going to have to trust me, but come at 6, okay? I asked them, was Terry ever anybody famous? And they said, look up St. Catherine of Siena, who I never heard of. And so I Googled St. Catherine, and I find this story of this young Catholic woman who would go down to the local church in Siena, Italy, and they would write down everything she said, because they thought God was speaking to them through her. And St. Catherine's Dialogues with God are published, an official part of Catholic literature. And Terry was the spitting image of St. Catherine's.
It was around 1300?
1300. We have the picture at our booth. I meant to bring it up here, and I didn't. But you got to take a look at it. Why do people look like their past lives? I didn't know that was true. The reason people look like their past lives is because when you die, your soul memorizes your DNA. And it keeps going from one life to the next to the next. And it changes according to your life. When you have a life, your DNA changes according to your experiences. But usually not radically enough to totally change your appearance. And so Terry was the spitting image of St. Catherine. Now, those are the kinds of things that convinced me that it was real. It's only a smidget of them. There were lots of things. And those are the kinds of things that convince other people that this is real. And then you start feeling the energy. How many are feeling energy now? How many can actually feel it? How many feel nothing and are bored? You're not bored? Okay. You know, I've asked myself, why is it some people feel this and some people don't? One of the things is some of you are in the soul families of these group souls. And if you're in the soul family of the group souls, then you feel the energy really fast. Otherwise, you might need practice coming, you know, paying attention to it for a while. Some people come from, are still working through very rigid mental patterns and belief structures about how they think the universe works. And if they are, they won't feel the energy. You have to let go and go into neutral to feel the energy. You can't hold on rigidly to a way that you think things work because this is not in that area, and you'll try to fit it, and it won't fit. Sometimes people have traumas from past lifetimes, and they need to release the traumas to get to the point where they can feel the energy. And I've watched this, because we do these calls, and are you feeling anything yet? Have we talked about, started talking about it? Here's the way it feels. Let me give you an idea how it feels so you can look for it. If you can feel your auric field, feel the energy in your body, it starts to feel expanding. It starts to, sometimes people do this. Put your hands up like this. We've done this. Just face my hands, okay? And those of you that want to receive, feel it. And those of you who are on the phone line, you can try it too. We'll send this out through the universe. And see if you can feel energy. Now, this is not a holy roller thing, okay? How many can feel energy when you put your hands up? Terry, help. Aim at some of the people. Now, one thing you might notice is that when I stop, things continue. Even though I can be kind of entertaining, when I stop talking, some of you may notice this. There's still energy. It's not this compulsion to go to the next thing. Hi there. Are you coming in late? No, I guess it's okay. What's your name? Michelle. Are you having a good time? Yeah? Where are you from? Eagle Rock? You go to that coffee shop in Eagle Rock? Which is that one, Terry, that we used to go to?
I go to all of them.
There's one, there was, I forget the name of it, but there's a really nice little coffee shop. All right. We used to live in Pasadena. So, you know what? one of the things I learned, why am I so stupid like this? I mean, thank you. I'm glad you asked. Why am I so stupid? It's because this stuff is so intimidating and so huge that I learned that the more ordinary I was, the more people would get it. I mean, I didn't know how to put this out. I said, look, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have the Elohim come, and everyone's somber. And it's like, I don't want to be on a pedestal. I just want to show up, do my job, and go to the next thing. And they do their job, and they show up and bring their energy in, and then whatever happens is what happens. So it frees me from being a messiah, a guru. It just says that silly fellow that talks about his girlfriend. And there's this story woven into it of the creators of the physical universe. And they've explained to me how it all got screwed up. Anyone know how it got screwed up? I'm going to talk about it tonight. Don't miss it, okay? How the universe got screwed up. It makes sense. Also, another thing, Aaron, I forgot to tell you to bring, since you're getting good at this, is we should bring out my Intelligent Infinity flyers with my poem on it and pass it out to everybody, okay? I give my new book out for free. It's called The Creator Gods of the Physical Universe Want to Talk to You. It's on my website. You can download it. And I want to make sure everyone in the room gets the... did you have any else? Did you bring some? Yeah. Okay, I'm not going to sell books here. We don't have time. They have to come to my booth at 811 if they want to get a book. Or you can get it from Amazon for $13. Yes? Too loud? Is that better? Okay. So, the way things work is the universe is a huge hologram. Probably a lot of you knew that. You know that, right? And the holograms at the higher levels, the holograms are individuations of energy. You and I are individuations of energy. Everything is an individuation of the same energy. And at the higher realms, everybody knows, or all the individuations know they're part of each other. They can feel it. When it descended into our realm, they started losing track. We started losing track of being part of each other. Because in the higher realms, there were no possessions. There was nothing to compete over. So there was no reason to separate yourself. In this realm, possessions and power became the reasons people separated. And either I own it, you don't, or you own it, or this is my property, you got to leave right now, you know, all that stuff. And so somehow, you've got to do the dance in this realm. You can't, like, not have possessions. You need possessions. You have to do the dance of not being attached to them. And that allows you to move into the experience of oneness, compassion. If you're attached to your possessions, if you're attached to your position, if you're attached to anything, you hold on to it, and then you lose sight of the connection between all things. I would predict almost everyone in this room came from a higher dimension into this realm, and this particular expo is loaded with those people. You know, I know that I've been attending this expo for years, and I used to walk around. And you know that great energy that you feel in the expo? You know the energy? That's why you keep coming? What is that? That is the oneness energy of people kind of intermingling energies so they all feel part of each other. And they, you know, oftentimes people smile at each other, and it's a real genuine smile. They're connected. Then we go back into our lives, and we lose it, okay? We wait for 6 months. How do you keep that energy in your life, okay? Well, I realized how hard that was, and so I said, this energy is in this room now. It's on my conference calls. It's like when we give talks. But I said, I want to make sure everybody that wants to, that pays attention to me, has the maximum opportunity to make this connection. So I have 3 conference calls a week. I have all these emails going out. You'll never be lonely. I mean, it's like, and what happens is, even though it points you towards the work we're doing, after a while, you start holding it. You go into your life, and all the stuff in life doesn't bother you anymore. This is like free, no charge, no not because I'm rich. It's just because the nature of this convinces me that I don't want to use this as a way of making money. Because there's something happening now that's so important for every one of you, and you don't know what it is. I'm going to tell you. Let me see what time it is. The time is 11:40. Here's what's happening. You've all heard about this shift, right? And that the world is going through a shift. How many of you know what that shift is? For sure of it. How many? No one. You want to know what the shift is? Should I tell you? Pardon me? You want to hear it? Okay. Now, I'm not going to back all this up. I talk for hours on this. And if you come tonight, I'll be talking for, especially for the workshop, I'll go as long into the night as you want. Okay? Here's what's happening on the shift. There's an energy that flows through the universe, which is the same energy for everybody, and it's called different names. How many heard the word prana? Shakti. Holy Spirit. Orgone energy. What other names, Terry? Lots of names. Well, that energy is the building block of everything. It squeezes itself up and goes like this, and boom, we have a body. It's like, it looks like you and me. Everything, the air, is that energy, different ways of forming itself. And that energy comes from the center of the universe. And then it weaves its way through all the galaxies, through all the astrologies, until it arrives right here. And that energy goes through different cycles. It gets stronger and it gets weaker. And the cycles are determined by what it's passing through from the center of the universe to here, which galaxies, which solar systems, et cetera, et cetera. That energy is stronger than it's ever been in at least 75,000 years. It's a 75,000-year cycle. And because that energy is so strong, it's causing changes in our physical universe. It's causing planets, the whole solar system. I have a check. Uh-oh. I don't know. Hang on. Hello?
Hello?
Vin, are you there?
We're back on the line again, guys. We dropped out, right?
Okay. You're still there?
So,
all right.
Yeah. Okay. So now, let me tell you that I hope you don't drop out again. Terry's battery is very low. Terry, do you have your battery charger? Plug it into here, and then plug it into your phone, okay? Here's what's happening. I'll tell you real fast. The Earth is a conscious being. The Earth has chakras. The Earth evolves. The Earth is going from third chakra to fourth chakra, which means it's going to go from a power paradigm to a heart paradigm. And in order to move with this new earth. It's a new earth. It's here right now. It's being generated. The energy is here. In order to move with it, your heart chakra has to be open. You can't sit around waiting for everyone else to say, oh, when is love coming? You have to keep your heart chakra open, or the booby prize is there's a division of soul. In order to come into the new earth, your heart chakra has to be open in future incarnations. And if it's not, you get moved somewhere else to repeat the lessons of third density, of third chakra, which is power. And who administrates all this movement of souls? The group soul of graduates, okay? And it's going on right now. You are making that decision right now. And by 15 minutes, is that 15 or 5? 15, okay. Okay, you're making that decision, and no one wants to tell you. It's scary. People get scared. That's why I do 3 conference calls a week. Keep coming into my conference calls. We keep talking to these guys. They tell you how to get over your stuff. And I believe that if you there may be something else to dedicate yourself to. Maybe you can just be in love. If you're lucky enough to have a wonderful romance, be as romantic as you can with your partner and love them tremendously, because that's going to keep your heart chakra open, okay? There we go. You're feeling the energy yet? So, you know, this is what came through this book. This is what came through Daphne. This is what came through Terry. I asked loads and loads of questions before I could decide I could trust this, and I was willing to say it to other people. And at this point, I am sure that's the case, at least somewhere in that ballpark. And if you're passive, if you're not thinking, if you think you're waiting for a messiah, you're waiting for flying saucers, you're waiting for anything, it is not going to happen. I can tell you the one thing you can wait for that will happen is at 6 o'clock, we're going to bring in a message from those guys, and you can listen. I think we will. And you can hear, they will address you, and we'll talk about this. And if I'm talking to who they say they are, this is big. I mean, it's like you have to wait a lot of lifetimes to have this opportunity. And do we have the picture of you and St. Catherine here? Yeah. I just, you know, I said, was Terry ever anybody famous? And they said, look up St. Catherine. Huh? St. Catherine. On here? It says St. Catherine of Siena. It does. Come take a look. So St. Catherine was channeling God. It's still available on Amazon. And Terry was the spitting image of St. Catherine. I never heard of St. Catherine. It was a name they just dropped on me, okay? So this is incredible. It's incredible validation. This is only one of probably 20 things like that. But this is like one that's easy for your mind to wrap itself around, just like Edgar Cayce is easy. It's all the same message, all the same message. We're going through a shift. There's going to be a graduation. This group soul is administrating the graduation. They're here to help us, and they're using myself, they're using other people to be able to bring their energy into this realm so you don't have to run around looking for energy, looking for love in all the wrong places, okay? Because that's what happens in this realm. It's like you look, I've done it most of my life. You know, I was a singer-songwriter, believe me. So looking for love in all the wrong places gets you, usually it's hit or miss, okay? How many have looked in love for all the wrong places and had it work for them? No. How many are totally in love with somebody? Good for you guys. How long have you been married?
5 years.
5 years. And how did you meet?
Online.
On the internet. A dating service?
No.
Let's give these guys applause. Thank you. did. You forgave each other.
Yeah.
Well, only bad things. So what was the worst thing you had to forgive him for? You don't have to tell us. Don't tell us. But you know, it's all about forgiveness. You know. Right. All right. Just in time, right? So, anyone have a question? 811. And if you look on that handout we gave, you see the handout? It says, what does it say? It says, Intelligent Infinity. That's where you can get the book for free. It's a really, it's not, don't think it's not good because I get people emailing me up the wazoo. You'll also get invitations to our conference calls, okay? You'll get on my mailing list. That book, Edgar Cayce book is, my other book isn't, and it's not officially published, and I actually wanted to give it away for free. We have 10 minutes. Okay, you know what we're going to do in the final 10 minutes? This is what we do every Sunday on this call. And how many would like to volunteer to help shift the planet? Okay. You're not sure, yeah? Well, you can watch, all right? This is free will, so I'm not pulling anyone into anything. Here's the way planets shift. Here's the way things work. And we're going to do it right now, okay? Each of us is an energy. It's part of all that is, part of the universe. And many of you volunteered to take bodies on Earth to be the ground crew for the higher realms. But once you're here, you don't know how to do it. You don't know how to be a ground crew. Okay? So we're going to be actually do that right now. Our planet has got all these energies kind of like mishmash, negative, positive, negative, a lot of negative energies on this planet. We are going to tune in right now to the most positive energies we can inside of ourselves. We're going to shoot those energies off the top of our heads. Just imagine it, okay? And you don't have to. It's free will, so you can just watch and not do it. But you can experiment and see how it feels. Shoot the energies from the top of your heads and think of all those people all over the world who are on my conference call who are listening to us right now and think of all our energies coming together like a web all over our planet. Imagine we could actually do that. Some of you can feel it. What we're going to do is interlink our energies. We are like a big radio station here at the Conscious Life Expo. And we're connecting to people all over the world. And we're connecting them through what some people call the grid lines or the energy lines of our planet. And this is a very loving connection. And when we do this, we are changing the universe. While we're here in Los Angeles, I'd like everyone that's on the line and everyone here in the room to send this energy into the earth. And I want to ask for balance of earthquakes. We want no earthquakes in great population centers. Is everyone okay with that? We've done this on this line, and we've had amazing things happen. How many of you can feel the energy now? Okay. The Ring of Fire is the most volatile earthquake zone in the planet. And I want you to, we're going to like work, like putting this energy above our heads, and we're creating a web, and we're going to turn it into a cloud and move the cloud over the Ring of Fire and send energy down all to those land masses from South America, Mexico, United States, Canada, Alaska, Russia, Indonesia, Japan. Let's put a big cap of energy on Fukushima for radiation, for blocking radiation. To Australia and New Zealand. And anywhere else on our planet, there's an earthquake. Let's ask for interventions. We want no nuclear weapons to go off on this planet. We ask our sources to help disable them so they don't go off. We know they can do this. They said they can do it. We've seen so many miracles happen in our group. And they respond to free will. They respond to being asked. So we ask right now, no nuclear weapons. Let's ask for the highest good of all concerned and honoring free will, that all those people in power that are manipulating things in self-serving ways that can tune into their compassionate side and change their agendas. And let's ask for each of us to be blessed. This energy that we're putting out now is like a big antenna. It radiates your signal. It's loving. It attracts things to you that you need. If you're not holding that kind of energy, it's hard to pull in things you need. We ask for safety in LA, safety from anything, nuclear weapons, any gases, anything. Anyone want to add something that's here that wants to put it out loud? That's in the room? Yes, go ahead.